The Military Veterans Museum of Oshkosh is hosting a ceremony Friday to honor those who survived Buchenwald and those who helped set the prisoners free. The U.S. Army liberated the camp on April 11, 1945. A museum spokesman, Roger Janes, says the late Lawrence Gansel of Seymour was with General George Patton's Third Army that day.
He shot open the lock off the door and opened up the gates, and it was the first soldier to enter the death camp, and we are going to present his widow with a plaque honoring not only his efforts, but the efforts of all the thousands of soldiers that liberated Europe from the Nazis.
Two other Wisconsin veterans who were at Buchenwald, Chet Krause and Blaine Claypool, will attend Friday's ceremony. So will Henry Gold and Lisa Wiener, who were prisoners there. Jane says the 60th anniversary is a good time to remember the mistakes of history.
To be kept in captivity like that and live in conditions like that for years, it is so demoralizing to people. And there were actually survivors that committed suicide later on after they had been released and were rehabilitated and things just because of the psychological scars left on them.
Buchenwald was in southeastern Germany near Weimar. It opened in 1937. Nearly a quarter million prisoners were held there in its 8 years of operation. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.